To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Back at it on Tuesday, 9 o'clock, Start Bench Cut time. Jay Southland Toe. Good to know Jay Southland Toe. That's what the Start Bench Cut is brought to you by. You guys all iPhone people? Did your guys' iPhone update last night?
I did not, no.
Mine is in a frenzy today.
I remember 15 years ago when I started doing this job, and I didn't have the iPhone yet, but Josh did. And he did an iPhone update, and it ruined the phone. And ever since then, I'm like, I don't want to do any updates. Because 15 years ago, there was an update that didn't go so well. And so anytime those show up, I'm always so hesitant. And I always think like, eh. But then if you don't do the updates, then you end up having to buy software like I had to do one time to get to the update. It was awful. Yeah. So just do the updates, I guess.
Yep. There you go. Mine just does it overnight. I just wake up and it's like, surprise, here it is.
Yeah. I don't even have like an icon next to my update thing or anything like that.
Oh, really?
That, so.
Maybe mine was just behind. When you like, does your, like on your phone, is your clock like transparent like that?
No, it's.
Yeah, see, you're due for an update. See how it's like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mac, is your solid.
Is that
white?
What we're updating, the color of the clock?
Oh, there's a lot more. There's a lot more.
Yeah. Do they figure out Siri in this update? Because she sucks.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Oh.
But like, even when you text, if you, like, if I, like, I don't know. Like, this is what the new text is.
Okay.
Different. Anyways,
yeah.
Start, pitch, cut, brought to you by Jay Southlanteau. Get to know Jay Southlanteau. Who's at fault most that you blame for this season? So start, bench, cut. Obviously, pretty self-explanatory. Start with the most at blame. Mahomes, Andy, Spags.
I'm going to start Andy. I'm going to bench Mahomes, and I'm going to cut Spags. Spags is a product of the talent on his defense right now. He knows he can't get home with four, so he has to send the whole house to try to get somebody home, and that screws up everything. It's not. This is not a – the more I'm convinced of the defense, it is not a Spags issue. It is a time-to-move-on-from-players issue.
Yeah, that's why the guy who I'd be benching in this scenario if it were my three would be Veach. He's not up here. I'll put Spags in there because I do think he's under some of the personnel responsibilities. I don't know. I'll start Andy, and I'll cut Mahomes.
Okay.
Sorry, I just found out what national day it is. I'll get into that a little bit later.
Ooh, okay.
Matchups coming up this week in the NFL. There are three dynamite ones that stick out the most to me. Mm. Start, bench, cut. Bills versus Patriots. Packers and Broncos,
Ooh.
Rams and Detroit.
That's correct. Start all of them. Because they all have something really different, right?
Yeah.
Like the Rams versus Detroit, Stafford versus Flacco's storyline, right? The storylines, all of that. I know not Flacco, but you know what I'm saying. Like it's the two quarterbacks going against each other that played for those franchises, that turned both of their franchises around. I mean, Goff has been great in Detroit. Obviously, Stafford has won a Super Bowl in L.A. They're playing head-to-head. I like that a lot. So I'll start that one. The Bills and Pats obviously is huge. I could start that as well. But I'll put that one on the bench just for right now because I just don't like Buffalo. Screw them. And then Packers versus Denver, I'll cut. Interconference matchup. It's an old Super Bowl from back in the day. Fun matchup on paper, but I don't want to watch Bo Nix continue to go out there and play good football.
Yeah, that's fair. I'll probably cut that one as well. I'll bench Rams in Detroit, and then I'll start Bills versus Pats for the reasons that I said previously. I think that's an MVP-type matchup, May versus Allen. Let's go. And division? Divisional stakes?
Hoosiers champs! Yes, let's go!
Yeah, that's crazy, man. I mean, I would have put the Colts up there because we don't know what Phillip Rivers is going to do this week.
Oh, if he's playing this weekend, I'm not watching anything else.
Must watch.
Do you know who he plays against?
The Colts are playing...
Is it the Texans?
No.
Okay, good.
The Titans?
No.
The Jags?
No.
Okay.
The best defensive point-scoring defense in fantasy land of all.
Seahawks?
That's right.
Oh, wow. That's right.
You saw the Seahawks have done the last 2 weeks defensively.
Yeah. It's been insane.
Could you imagine not? I mean, you mentioned it earlier. We talk about guys taking a year off.
Yeah. Five.
Five.
Yeah.
That's nuts. Hey, here's the Seattle Seahawks defense. It's been 5 years. Good luck.
Best of luck to you. Any defense, for that matter.
Yeah.
After 5 years.
Just don't go look at what Eric Hosmer's brother did for Minnesota. Brosmer, he was first. What was that horrible interception we saw get thrown there? Not really other notable games in the week other than that one. I mean, Chiefs-Chargers, but it doesn't have any juice to it anymore.
No.
Commanders-Giants.
Huge.
Yeah. Raiders-Eagles. Browns-Bears. Ravens-Bengals. Cardinals-Texans. Jeez, Jacoby Brissett might be retired after this week. Moving on, we go on to what team you believe is the best playoff team in the wild card area for the AFC. Start, bench, cut. Chargers, Bills, Texans.
I'm going to start the Texans because of their defense. Defense wins championships. Then I'll go bench the Bills because they've got the pedigree. And until the Chargers show me something in the playoffs, I have no interest in them in the playoffs. So I'll cut them.
Bills.
Yeah, I'm going to start the Bills, but just because we're talking like playoff. But if you're talking like overall team, the Texans team is better than the Bills team. But Josh Allen and the experience, I'm going to take that. Then Houston and Chargers, no.
Moving on to the NFC side, the wild card teams there, Seahawks, Niners, Bears.
I'm going to start the 49ers, bench the Seahawks, cut the Bears.
I'll start the Hawks. I'll bench the Niners. I'll cut the Bears.
They're going to make the pack of Mac next week. God, I'd love to see it. How about outside looking in from the NFC side? That's way more interesting than the AFC side. The Lions, the Panthers, and the boys.
You know what? I'll go right in that order. I'll start the Lions. I'll bench the Panthers. Get the hell out of here with the Cowboys. Now, I do want them to win the division.
Of course.
But I don't want them in the playoffs unless they unseat Philadelphia. Because if they win the division, oh, the drama for us in this job will be just peak. And we're going to need that come January 7th when we're not in the playoffs. We need a disaster in Philadelphia. We need a mess in Dallas. We need entertainment. We need a good Black Monday to fire so many people.
The last time I was hard, it was the Super Bowl.
Who's having sex with Jerry Jones?
It would be chaotic for sure. Give me the Cowboys to start, though, just because of that offense. I'll bench the Lions and cut the Panthers. What a fun story, though.
No doubt. Today's National Whatever Day on December 9th. Weary Willie Day.
Excuse me, did Vip text this one to you?
Men's wieners.
That's what it says. Weary Willie Day. I know that I'm hard.
What does that mean?
I don't know. The guy has like clown shoes on. Is like a clown. Am I funny? Do I amuse you?
Okay.
National Pastry Day.
Oh, very good. What's your favorite pastry?
The crone. Or the is that?
The cronut? Are you going with the cronut now?
Yeah. No, scone.
Oh, scone is a good one. I was craving scones. A scone the other day.
I love scones,
Who's
man.
Who's got the best scone in KC?
My great-grandma. Oh, in KC? I don't know.
I don't know. Let us know, text line. I am a scone lord.
Is there a good bakery that scones it up, bro?
Let's get stoned and have some scones.
We need some scones.
A Christmas dick. Christmas card.
What?
I said day.
Smash.
Christmas card day.
Less amount of cock on it as possible. Right?
That's right. Yep.
I say clock.
Christmas card day. Say it too fast. It comes out Christmas Richard day.
I'm sorry.
Tis the season to be jolly. Yeah. Christmas card day as well. Okay, and then National Lutefisk Day.
What?
You never had Lutefisk? It's like a horrible fish.
Oh, that Lutefisk? Yeah. No. L-U-T-E-F-I-S-H, right?
F-I-S-K.
Oh, F-I-S-K. Lutefisk.
Yeah. That's what Anthony Zimmern said was his worst meal he's ever had in his life. And that guy ate like eyeballs.
Yeah, that guy eats some weird stuff, man.
The Zimmerman guy? Yeah.
I had him on years ago. He had like a... What do you call those little stands out of Kauffman Stadium? Not the actual stadium. Yeah, a kiosk out of Kauffman Stadium. And he was there. I'm like, hey, let's do an interview. He's like, all right, cool. He was awesome. That guy was homeless for a year.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I met him when we were at the Super Bowl.
Great backstory on him. Yep. Andrew Zimmern is just got, like, he was down and out on booze, cleaned himself up, was homeless for a year in Minnesota, of all places to be homeless.
Jeez.
And, you know, now he's, you know, what he is. So just because you're down doesn't mean you're out, folks.
Damn right.
Yeah, tell that to Pete Carroll. We'll continue the conversations on the other side here at 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear Mitch Holthus every Friday at 7:20 right here on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending hear your blues.
Somebody on the text line says, this show gives me a sconer.
I like that.
Could have a new guest on the show, Eric Scone Street.
Mm-hmm. Or my old friend John Sconer.
Yeah. He has to wear the cat suit.
He does have to wear the cat suit if he comes in, though.
I made a mistake looking down.
Yeah, you don't do that. Him and Paul, you didn't want to look down.
No. Terrible idea. Yeah, I mean...
That was like 11 years ago, bro.
Still wild.
I think how fast that went, right?
Are we at 69 days until pitchers and catchers?
70 today, I think. I think tomorrow is 69 days till pitchers and catchers. I said to Mac, it's time to start mixing in some baseball with all the action that is coming out of the winter meetings. It's only been 3 weeks that the Royals have been tied to Harrison Bader.
There's nothing going on.
I sent a friend of mine who works in one of the front offices in baseball, what that meme with the guy with the stick saying, do something. Because it's like, what are you people doing at the winter meetings? You're going to each other's suites and eating charcuterie boards that these teams paid for. and you're having a glass of wine, you're going out to dinner, and you're running up your expense account. That's what's happening at winter meetings,
sounds
I guarantee.
Fun.
Have you seen anything? No, it's great.
Sounds awesome.
It's great. I'm speaking out of jealousy. It's
talking
awesome.
And eating?
Everybody's just hanging out at the hotel bar. You know, come up to my suite. We got charcuterie. We have dessert in my suite. Come up to my suite. We can have a nightcap. I mean, like, this is what goes on. And, you know.
What if I told you the best moves involved in baseball were during winter meetings when everyone was tanked at the bar?
Oh, God, yes.
Hey, I mean, if you shin me Paul Skeens, I'll give you my three top prospects. You sure about that?
Yes.
You sure about that? Yes, I am.
Okay, deal done. You signed the paperwork. Where was that signed? On a cocktail napkin at the hotel bar. But I mean, like, have you heard anything coming out of the winter meetings? And besides, I mean, we've heard Harrison Bader to the Royals since like August.
Oh, and now they're linked to Jared Duran.
We've heard that since August too.
Well, at least that one guy's no longer there. And Taylor Ward, is that his name?
Yeah, he was. Yeah,
at least that's off the table.
Yeah, that's off the table.
Darn,
yeah,
things are moving.
Yeah, they really are.
Coming from Shooter McGavin's Twitter handle, underrated movie villain, as he's doing holiday movie villains, Peter McAllister. R.I.P. by the way.
You know, somebody else had said that Peter McAllister was the real villain in that show.
Here's what his explanation is to his theory of why Peter McAllister is an underrated movie villain. Lets his brother call Kevin a jerk without any repercussions. Zero backbone. Forgot to close the garage. Car batteries are dead for sure. When flight landed, couldn't have cared less about forgetting Kevin. Just wanted to get to the hotel and relax. Calls losing kids a family tradition in front of the police and laughs about it. Gets mad at Kevin for room service bill. Sorry your kid didn't want to die from starvation. And also questionable mob ties where his money comes from. Peter McAllister.
Yeah, I mean, there's something to be said for that.
Yeah.
The uncle, too.
Oh, Uncle Frank?
Yeah.
Oh, he's just a scumbag.
He's a jerk, yeah.
Look what you did, you little jerk. We talked about earlier, and I said this about Andy Reid. The analogy that I gave Andy Reid earlier is that I go back to my lake house where my grandfather had to do everything. And he didn't necessarily have to, but like we let him because it was always done the right way. When we got there, there were three or four floats on the dock. There was noodles everywhere. There was a chair for everybody to sit there. The cooler was stocked with whatever you wanted, and everything was good to go. But at the time of his life, as he got older, he didn't necessarily have to do that because we all kind of knew what to do. We knew what a role could be. Like if I got there, it was go help your grandmother in the kitchen making sandwiches for the day or go take the trash out or just make yourself available. And eventually I got older and I was like, hey, I can go put gas in the jet skis. I can lift the boat, do whatever I need to do.
People don't realize how much work goes into getting the lake ready for the day.
It's ton. And shutting it down is even worse.
Yeah,
because at that point you're half
tired
and you just want to go inside. And it got to the point where, like, you know, Papa, you're old, man. Like, you know, relax. Go have a, you know, what he used to have was like Clamato juice and vodka. He'd sit there and drink those on the dock or on the dock where everybody, you know, wrestled around in
that's
the water.
That's a thick drink for the summer, bro.
Yeah. And, like, Clamato juice and beer, too, in the morning, like the red beer in the morning. That just old school Irish, right? And so by the time that he had shown us all the way to do it, he had kids that were our parents and we were all grandkids. We knew what to do. And we were like, you don't have to do everything anymore. You can just relax. And if we need your supervised attention, then we'll ask for it. Like if we need to find out where the key is to certain things, only you know where that's at. So we'll come and find you for that. That is Andy Reid to me at this point in his career. He's the old man at the lake. I don't think he should be fired whatsoever.
No.
I think he should just be here as long as he wants to be here. But key here, but I do think it is time for Andy to kind of lessen the load to where, like, I talked to Dan about this. Does he, you know, does he take too much on? Does he not trust his advisors? Does he not trust the kids to pack the cooler or to get the gas or to move up and down the hill that is a mile long and what it feels like with rocks and everything everywhere? Maybe it's time for Andy to let others have a voice that's more evidently clear. Maybe that's Patrick Mahomes controlling the game. Maybe that's Andy taking a step back because I do think that Andy Reid is still the best coach in football. I will die on that hill until he's gone out of the league. But I do think it is time to every once in a while sit back and reflect and say, you know what? Maybe I don't need to do everything anymore. Maybe I don't need to be the end-all, be-all voice. Maybe it's okay to trust these people who have watched me and learned under me. I'm talking about Patrick Mahomes and an offensive coordinator, Matt. Maybe give people more free reign. And if that's the case, maybe you can see things change. And then when they do need to find that little key that no one knows where it's at, like, hey, Andy, what do you want to call here?
What do you want to bring into this game that maybe we could get your expertise on, where you're still the main voice, but there's other voices that could have a main attraction too? And I think that's where Andy's at right now in the season, because a lot's gone wrong.
Everybody needs help in life, Dusty, right? And I was actually having this conversation with my daughter yesterday. I was having this conversation on Sunday with my wife. Both of those are cut from that same mold that your grandfather is, where they refuse to ask for help. And so my daughter's been doing that all year in math, and we had to go meet with the teacher yesterday to figure out what's, you know, going wrong. And it all comes down to her just asking and be willing to ask for help. It's not something that she finds easy. My wife never asks for help with anything. And so she was putting together a particle board desk from Walmart the other day, or Vanity, right? You know how those things are. They're pieces of junk, right? They're not good quality. They're horrible. And you get what you pay for. So instead of my wife asking for help, she tries to move this thing by herself. What does it do? It breaks. So then we have to put it back in the box. Instead of her asking for help, tries to do it herself, it falls all the way down the stairs and goes right through the stair rail. Just right through. Just crashed right through. Took off all the newel posts. I'm like, if you would have just asked for help, we wouldn't be in this situation. And so I love the analogy that you gave with your grandfather at the lake, because that's kind of where Andy Reid is right now, right? He needs to be able to ask for and then be willing to accept that help. It's okay to ask others to do it. That's why we have, you know, 25 people on a coaching staff. And I was sitting around yesterday kind of thinking about this whole season in a nutshell and what really went wrong, you know, this season. And ultimately, when it comes down to it, Dusty, the season was lost because of Andy Reid. And I've got reasons why and proof why this one ultimately is on Andy Reid and why he should be seeking more input from others. Number one, that you know, Andy Reid for me really screwed up this year was the penalties. That to me is coaching. That is discipline. That is, and I hate to sound like the old man, accountability. There's no accountability anymore. Bring it full circle. Yesterday, our boss, Steven Spector, who told us that he doesn't want the library done anymore. Cut the library, just like he cut Shouted Out and everything else that's good, right? And so he's the boss. He doesn't want us doing it anymore. We didn't come in here and say, screw you, and do the library anyway. We did what our boss told us to do. I would imagine your boss is telling you, if you're Juwan Taylor or whoever else, to stop committing the penalties. But you're not listening to your boss. You're throwing it in his face. And Andy Reid never really held anybody truly accountable for all of those penalties that happened this year. That's number one. Number two, the play calling this year, I think, has lacked a lot. His refusal to run the football is what I'm getting at. And that's got to change this offseason. It's gotten so bad with the play calling. This isn't just me. This is Justin Reid we talked about. This was whoever was on the Denver defense. Chris Jones brought it up. The predictability of this team, both offensively and defensively, everybody knows what's coming. Yesterday, 2 days ago, 4th and 1, you emptied the backfield. Terrible job of play calling. Personnel falls on Andy Reid as well. After watching Esipole and Noel Williams play over the weekend, I wonder how many more guys can play on this roster, but they're not giving them the opportunity to go out there and play. And then Josh Briscoe brought up Joshua Uche from a year ago. And that guy's still playing football somewhere and having a nice little career for himself. They never gave him that opportunity here in Kansas City. How many of those guys, the Joshua Uches, the Esipoles, are on this roster and could be helping this team, but they're not getting an opportunity because they're not giving them an opportunity? Listen, Andy says it all the time, right? Is he listening to those around him? As your grandfather analogy went, probably not that much. From play calling to personnel and everything in between, you've got all these guys on staff that are great. You got to listen. You got to let them have their input and help you out with these things. Energy. There's been no energy on this team to the point where we hear about it at halftime of every single game. That's on the coach. You dictate the energy. You got to bring the energy. And then stale. We've not seen any involvement on this offense whatsoever. The league's caught up to everything that they're doing, and there's no panic mode. They're not getting teams their ass kicked on a Tuesday like they were before. Right now, they're getting their ass kicked on Sunday instead of kicking ass on Tuesday. And so because of all those things, that reflects back on the head football coach. He gets all the credit and all the praise when things go well, and rightfully so. But when things go wrong, that's where you really are the leader, and you do have to take ownership for what went wrong this year. And to me, all of those things directly point back to the head football coach.
Yeah, it's just, it's a season of up and downs. And I think when you've had such great success, And then all of a sudden you look at what everybody said, as you had mentioned earlier, and Dana had mentioned this earlier as well, like, you know, teams around you have drafted to stop you.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't necessarily happen in year one, maybe it doesn't happen in year two, but we've seen teams start to catch up. We're watching Denver and their defense is now a problem against the Chiefs. We're watching the Chargers. They go out and get a new head coach who's developed Justin Herbert into a different type of quarterback that we've seen this year. They went and got Amarian Hampton to run the ball. They developed their wide receiver who we thought was a bust, and then all of a sudden the kid out of TCU, he's all of a sudden done better this year.
Jameson Williams, right?
No, he's Alabama, and he plays for Detroit. But yeah, I know what you're talking about. But you look at what other teams have done, they've caught up. And when other teams catch up, you have to pivot. And I think that's something that will happen in this offseason. Where will they pivot? I don't know. What you say is, will Andy Reid take all that? Because Dana said that as well. He said, you know, yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of guys that are – you know, in that room with him as well. But the thing about that is that everybody's giving him advice. Everybody's like talking in one room. But then when it all comes down, is Andy listening to those guys?
Are you listening? Yeah. Did your grandfather listen?
He did. After he kind of like.
After how long though?
He was probably like in his early 70s.
Okay. So it took a while.
And he was always in pretty good shape, top tier shape, but could, you know, always still do it. But it was more so like, you know, we had to kind of like give him things to use to continue to think that he was still in control. Like we had a four-wheeler and then we had a golf cart. It was like, hey, you can put all the stuff in the golf cart, take it down there, we'll unload it, but you're still in control. Kind of like Andy, you're still in control, but it's okay to kind of lean on other people to kind of end those situations. And I always go back to the Ned Yost thing. What he told us when we had the conversation about the 10-year anniversary was in 14, he, you know, still wanted to kind of be the voice and do what he was going to do. And then he was like, you know what? I realized I've got a bullpen coach. I've got a hitting coach. I've got a, you know, a defensive guy. I've got, you know, all these guys around me. Maybe let's hear what they have to say. And then we can kind of come together and figure out what the main point is. The next year they win the World Series.
Right.
Coincidence? I don't know, but it worked. Mm-hmm. And I understand what Andy Reid has, what Andy Reid does, and what Andy Reid's been. I just don't want what happened in Philadelphia to happen in Kansas City.
And that's where I am too, Dusty. And I'm glad you bring that up, because the way it ended in Philadelphia wasn't good. And another year where they don't make the playoffs, it's going to start trending that way. And people are going to get mad and angry. I mean, you'd mentioned the firing of Andy Reid. The fact that I even saw that suggested, that ML Football is the most useless X site out there. All they are is a bunch of trolls that try to get people going with irrelevant, dumb, and quite honestly, at times wrong information. And the fact that they tweeted that out there yesterday, that should Andy Reid be fired, is one of the dumbest things. Andy Reid should never be fired from this organization. I don't care how bad it gets. He has been that good. He has the opportunity to go out on his own whenever he's damn ready to go out. I'm not ready for Andy to go out. I just listed a bunch of things that I was disappointed with this year. That doesn't mean I don't want Andy Reid to still be the head coach. We can have stuff that we're disappointed in our loved ones in and have the conversation. And it's okay, but, you know, in this day and age, Dusty, as you know, if you disagree with somebody, forget about it. You can't be friends anymore. You got to fight and it's over. But that's not the case. Andy Reid is the best at what he does, but it doesn't mean he's perfect. Patrick Mahomes is very good at what he does. Doesn't mean he's perfect. You know, you look at Paul Skeens. Well, maybe he is perfect. I don't know. But, like, there are certain people out there that are as good as can be at what they do. Bobby Witt Jr., he's not perfect. He can get better. Salvador Perez is a Hall of Famer. He can get better. You know, like, you have to constantly evolve every
Mike
year.
Mike Garcia doing the offseason.
Got
Mike
better.
Mike Garcia had a bad season the year before. He went to George Brett and said, show me the way. No one's telling George Brett to be the hitting coach. No one's telling George Brett to go in there and talk a bunch of stuff. But if you need to have that little piece of advice, it's okay to go to that and then figure out what you need to do. Andy Reid, same type of thing. If you need to, like, listen to somebody else to maybe change things up, because the 4th-and-1 play was what somebody said was the cherry on top of out of touch that Andy was in that game. And it's 100% like, your defense was electric. Like, use that. Listen to the people around you. Say, hey, Andy, just punt it here. We'll get a stop, and then we'll have 50 yards and in, instead of having to try to get this and then still go 3/4 of the field all the way down.
Especially as Ariza Amphitheater was kicking the hell out of the ball the other night, too. I mean, he was pinning everybody deep.
Yeah, he's been great all season. He's had a lot of time to showcase it, but he's been good.
Yeah.
We're getting a lot of texts in here. We've gotten these texts all week and really this last month or so. And I think they're merited. I mean, we're talking about changes to the staff and specifically offensively, Andy needing help. A lot of people have brought up the offensive coordinator, which I think is a fair thing to at least think to bring up, right? He's the guy right under Andy Reid. We need change. Wouldn't you think that would be the guy to change? Now, Bob, I know why you would maybe think not that, but why
he's
not?
He's an offensive coordinator in name only.
So what does he do?
Great question.
Okay.
What does Andy let him do? What does Andy let anybody do? You know, he's not the play caller.
But he also can't not be blamed for any. I'm not saying he should be, but he can't just be a neutral for everything.
Well,
He's a net nothing.
I think most of the coaches are net nothings, though. I mean, Andy Reid. Well, it is. Exactly. Yeah. Like Andy Reid, at the end of the day, has assistant coaches. It would be like giving him a running back. At the end of the day, we've presented you these running backs. Where is the use of them? I don't want to. Okay, fine. So he's going to do what he wants to do, you know, and it is. It's offensive coordinator in name only, in my opinion, right? Andy calls all the plays. It's Andy's offense. He's not a position coach, if you will. I don't think that change matters at all, unless Andy's going to say, hey, Matt, you're now calling all the plays, and it's your offense, and I'm just going to be the head coach. And Spags, you got the defense. Matt, you got the offense. I'm going to lunch. And we know that's never going to happen.
So obviously he's not going to call plays. That's never going to happen. So let's do that. So what does Matt Nagy do? So Matt Nagy is in that room before the game, gumming up the game plan and saying, hey, Andy, I've watched, you know, 10 hours of the film of this team. Here's 17 things that I think could work, right? And he can present that to him, right? And now it's up to Andy whether he's going to do that, right? Yeah. That sounds somewhat accurate.
Yeah.
Okay, so then to me, it is up to, it's not necessarily fair, but it is up to this person who is Matt Nagy to get in that ear better. To somehow become more of a voice. And I don't know how you do that, but you've got to have someone who catches Andy's eye, whatever it may be, and make him stop and think, eh, maybe I should do that.
I don't know if that person exists, though. You know, you're lucky you work with an older person like me who listens.
Yes.
You know, and I'm being serious. I think I have more of a realm to speak on that because of where I am in my career, in my life, and how much I've seen this industry alone transform and change and embrace different things and new ways of doing things. And I'd like to think I've evolved. I'm still here. You know, I'd like to think that I've evolved as this medium has evolved and changed and developed and grown and whatnot. And even if you've been in a business for a long time, no matter what it is, there's always new ways and different. It doesn't have to be necessarily new, but just different, and be willing to listen to those different ways of doing things. And so that's where it is. I think you need to listen to Brett Veach. Brett comes to you and says, hey, Andy, I think I'm going to go out and sign this running back. You can't say no. You got to say, okay. You know, it was like Bill Parcells. He wanted to shop for the groceries and cook the meal. You can't do that in the NFL. You've hired Brett Veach to be your GM. If he wants to go out there and bring in a running back, then he can go out there and bring in that running back. Then Andy needs to find a way to utilize that running back.
Or maybe it's time to stop hiring your best friends to do jobs underneath you.
Yep.
You've got Nagy, Todd Pinkston. You got the receiver coach as well.
The guy, Connor Embry, the receiver coach.
Tied to Andy as well.
So Todd Pinkston's the running back coach?
I believe so.
Todd Pinkston played wide receiver in the NFL. Why is he coaching the running backs? Connor Embry was a running back. Why is he coaching wide receivers? It goes back to the Juan Castillo story that I told to start the show, and I told that story wrong. And the fact of the matter is Juan Castillo was an assistant coach on the Philadelphia Eagles for a number of years. And throughout his entire coaching career that started in 1982, Juan Castillo, he started at Texas A&M coaching defensive line and linebacker coach. He went on to be to the Philadelphia Eagles as an offensive assistant.
Sick.
Okay. Then he was the tight ends coach. Then from 98 to 2010, he was the offensive line coach.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2011, Andy Reid made him defensive coordinator. That guy had not coached defense since the 80s in high school. And Andy Reid took a guy that was on the offensive staff since 1995 with the Philadelphia Eagles and made him the defensive coordinator.
Wow.
And he was fired a year and a half later as defensive coordinator during that 2012 season that ultimately ended Andy's tenure in Philadelphia as well. He then went on to Baltimore to be their run game coordinator, offensive line coach with the Bills, offensive analyst with Michigan, tight ends, offensive line, offense. This guy has an offensive resume, and Andy Reid made him his defensive coordinator in Philadelphia.
Sometimes just not, you overthink things. Come on. My three-point shooting coach, he's good at shooting threes. Yep. Like I don't know. Like, that's just what I'm thinking.
Steph Curry is going to teach people how to play post.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, now, again, I'm not like you had to play the position to coach the position, but if you were a wide receiver, and Todd Pinkston's a name everybody knows, had a nice career, why wouldn't you have a guy who played that position coach that position.
No doubt. You can ask yourself also, what year is it? Jason Pierre-Paul is now officially with the Tampa Bay Bucks, and Phillip Rivers is throwing for the Colts.
I saw the Jason Pierre. I don't know which one I was more surprised at yesterday.
I mean, man, talk about it. Hey, coming up on the other side, Pete Carroll, that slimy guy, explains why he did what he did. We'll play it next on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Bob Fesco.
I'm surprised nobody punched him in the jaw yet.
And Dusty Likens.
He's a hoe, and I want that known.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
Back into it. I want to get to this because I was fuming because, yes, I understand it's my fault. It's gambling. I shouldn't do it, but I do it anyway. Let me live my life. Pete Carroll on his explanation about kicking the field goal at the end of the game and killing the over and the spread.
Well, if you notice, I was battling with the official making a plea for because we saw 8 seconds, seven, which would have given us a chance to kick the field goal. Kick an onside kick and maybe have a second left. And then when it went down to five or went down to three or whatever they did, and then they put it back to five or whatever, then I knew it was going to look stupid. Like you couldn't figure out why we were doing it. So, but one, I it was eight and I was trying to get it to 10. I was talking 10, with the guy trying to get it back up. And I thought I'd had a chance to plea it and plead it and they might give me a shot. And so, that was just competing all is all it was. But it fans couldn't understand. Like you're asking the question. But there was a real clear thought what we were trying to get done there just to take it down to the very last click.
Mm-hmm.
It's a decent explanation.
Yeah, I don't hate it.
Guilty!
I mean, it's nice to hear what's going on inside their
makes
heads,
sense.
Though. Yeah, like how they – like I was more intrigued
Hell
with
an alibi.
How you came to this decision, though. Like him talking about it, I'm like, that's interesting. Like, it just kind of takes you into what's, first of all, what goes on the sidelines and how fast you got to think down there on those sidelines. Like, we're watching the game on TV and we just think, oh, it's easy to call the play or do all that or make a decision. It is not. And you're moving down there at the speed of light. You're arguing with an official. The play clock's ticking off. Mm-hmm. You got to figure out all this kind of stuff. And then, all right, here we are, So I like the explanation that he gave because it kind of gave me something that I've never really heard before about a real why, if you will, as to what was going on down there on the sidelines. I'd like to hear Andy Reid's take us through that fourth down. And I hate when people say take us through, like just ask the question that you wanted to ask.
He doubled down on it.
But I would love to see and hear what Andy Reid was thinking. What made you decide to go for it? Why did you decide that play? All of that stuff and how quickly that happens and how fast you've got to be thinking. But also it goes to show you always have to be at least one play ahead. And that's what Al Saunders used to tell me when he was teaching me how to call plays and run offenses back in the day when he was the OC of the Chiefs and the Rams. You always got to be one play ahead. All right, here's our play right now. If it works, we've got three plays from the works column and three plays from the didn't works column. Then we got to pick out which one doesn't work. So you're always, working ahead in those situations. And that's why I go back to that fourth and one. I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. But I like the explanation by Pete Carroll. Do I buy it? I don't know. But I like the explanation. I like how it was well thought out. He had a night to sit on it and think about it, right?
So, Mac, you and the fiancé, are you guys Stranger Things fans?
We are not.
Okay. So the final season is being released in bits and pieces. It's annoying. It's been like 10 years since they've...
They're not even doing it all at once? They're doing...
Well, it's like... Four are out right now.
Okay.
They came out on Thanksgiving.
Ridiculous.
And then two are coming out on Christmas. Jeez. And then one comes out on New Year's Eve.
Okay.
Oh, my God. But it was funny because in this newest season, they have a girl that's a character. Her name is Rockin' Robin. She does radio. The town shut down because of all the stuff that's going on. And you're doing the Rockin' Robin.
Robin.
Yeah.
Tweet. Yeah, I was too.
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
And I thought it was interesting because they do radio and like it's 1983. And all the drops that you do with the click of the mouse, Fast Hand Steve, he's back there
with the
and
carts,
every drop he's gonna put in and hit the button. And hit a button. I was like, damn, radio's so much easier today than it used to be.
I mean, when I first started at KMBZ, I was doing Royals pre and post, like interning, right? And I had to actually like splice the tape and whatnot to cut the highlights. Like you have the reel to reel machine and you listen for the highlight, then you hit record real fast so you would catch it and then stop at the end, and like there was no editing on the computer.
And counting how long those breaks were, all those stories, I'm like, geez.
Yeah, I mean, they have streamlined it. Obviously, eliminated a lot of jobs by doing that.
For sure.
You know, but they have streamlined it, made it easier, you know, for a lot of people. My kids are into Stranger Things, and my oldest daughter's watched that movie, or watched that show, and she was watching it on Thanksgiving, and my, like, 9-year-old nephew's just standing behind her watching it the entire time with her. Like, he doesn't have the earbuds in, so he's reading the subtitles. I'm like, what are you doing, dork?
Yeah,
no, but that's because his mom won't let him do anything, and so here, cousin Delaney's around, so I'm going to sit here and watch this because my mom won't let me do anything fun.
That's how it works. Every single time.
It is?
Yeah. No, I mean, it's been good. It's been a decent season. It's just like first episode was like 1 hour and 5 minutes. Next episode is like 57. Then the next two are like 1 hour and 20, 1 hour and 20. And then I guess the season finale, or the series finale, I should say, is like almost 2 hours long.
Yeah,
and
they're
going to have
it
in some movie theaters, I
guess. Oh, they are? Oh, that's
they're
cool.
Going to have like availability to it, so... No, it's been a good show, and like I feel like you would enjoy it.
I started to watch the first episode. I got scared. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, stop.
I was like, I just can't. I don't know. It just kind of freaked me out. I was like, That was only 5 minutes in. Maybe. Why would I like it, though? Tell me more.
You'll get a lot of the 80s references. Like, you would watch that radio segment and be like, I know exactly what that is. Like, you know, I've been there before. Because I remember when I interned way back in the day, there were still tapes on the wall
of
interviews where like you would just go and like that's how they would do it, and they would interview a guy, they would tape it, and then he would go back and listen to it, and then they'd be like, all right, at 2:15 we're going to play that interview, have it ready. They take the tape out, put it in the recorder, and then it'd be like, all right, here's, you know, whoever, and they'd hit play and the tape would roll. And it's just crazy to think, but there's a lot of like references to what you would like. I think if you gave it a chance, you would enjoy it.
Okay. And I'll be honest with you, I love the Discover Card commercial for Stranger Things.
Oh yeah.
Where they're talking about it was because it's the 80s and they're talking about the cashback. Like, I remember those commercials. Everyone was like, cashback on Discover. What did that mean? You know? And then nobody took Discover
Card. And it's cool how they use like old actors, like Linda Hamilton is in this new season.
Really?
Yeah, dude. Like she's in this. Paul Reiser was in the last season.
I thought we lost Paul for some reason.
He's there. And then what's his name? The guy that played Private Joker in Full Metal Jacket, Matthew Bean, or what's his name? Gosh, what is his name? Oh man, I'm drawing a blank. But he's in it. Matthew Berry. It's not Matthew Berry. That's a guy on like Sunday Night Football.
You said old for Linda Hamilton.
Yeah, she looks older in the show.
Do you know how old she is?
68.
69.
Nice.
I would have guessed a lot older.
That's Sarah Connor, baby. You better believe it. Is she still married to James Cameron?
No. Matthew Modine.
Matthew Modine. That's the guy. Yeah, he's the coward in The Dark Knight Rises.
She left him in 99.
Oh, nice. Avatar was too much.
Years ago.
He's like, here's the deal. We're going to tie each other's ponytails together and fly around. I'm out.
Have you seen Super 8, Bob?
No.
By Spielberg? Yeah, it was similar nostalgia kind of factor. I'd figure that. It's a good movie.
But what's it called? Super 8?
Super 8, yeah.
And what's it about?
It's in the 80s, and it's these kids who make movies, and then all of a sudden a real train crash happens, and, you know, S hits the fan. It's really fun. It's good.
Okay.
Yeah, nostalgia, good stuff.
Kind of like Stand By Me?
Similar. Well, I don't know.
You haven't seen Stand By Me?
I'm not.
Solid movie.
Really good. Coming of age movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Based on the book The Body.
All right.
By Stephen King, I think. Could be wrong. Richard Dreyfuss is great in that movie.
I think we're going to start Stranger Things. I watched the first two seasons when it came out, and I loved it.
So you did love it?
Yeah, I loved it when
it came out. You weren't scared by it? Because, I mean, the first couple of minutes, I'm like, I don't know about this.
It's scary, but no, I was not going to watch it. It was fun. Yeah,
you'll
I loved
enjoy it.
Yeah.
You'll come back and be like, you know what? Christmas break, watch a bunch of Stranger Things. Yeah. I'm caught up. It's awesome. It's great. Because, like, by New Year's Day, it should be all available and done.
How many seasons is it? Five?
This is five. But they started it back in 2016.
Yeah, it's been going forever, right?
Yeah.
When these kids were kids.
Right. Like, now I looked at it yesterday because I was watching it. I was on IMDb, and I'm like, okay, Millie Bobby Brown, she's 22.
Yeah.
The other characters are like 23, 24. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, they're supposed to be seniors in high school or juniors in high school.
It's amazing when you look back at how many of those shows that portrayed high school kids and how old those guys and gals really were that were
crazy.
Acting like Saved by the Bell. They're like in their 40s.
Or if you go back and look at The Breakfast Club.
Yes, I was watching that the other day.
Yeah.
That's kind of where I was taking it from, because Emilio.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Best of us was like 24 or 25.
I bet you did that some natural born lives.
Yeah. When he did that, that's a great movie, man. I was just watching it. I watched it the other day, The Breakfast Club. It's just so good. Again, a coming of age, mm-hmm. John Hughes, you know, type of movie.
Everyone says watch Welcome to Deary.
Welcome to Deary.
It's like the It background.
Oh.
You find out like where Pennywise came from and all that. By the way, James Shields' favorite band, Pennywise it is. So I have to check that out.
Oh, yeah. It's one season. Welcome to Deary.
That's kind of the new thing now. All right, we're not going to do reboots. We're going to do prequels.
I kind of dig that.
I do too. Well. Yeah, I do too. It's different.
And then what do? You go watch.
Yeah, but it's better than doing like a reboot. Like I was watching the Everybody Loves Raymond 30th episode, 30th year reunion the other day. And they were saying, we're never going to do a reboot. First of all, three of our people are dead. And second of all, like it just wouldn't be good. It was good for what it was. We don't need to do it again.
This guy joins us tomorrow. Better believe it. Go do something nice for somebody today. I don't know. Change their day, their week, their month, their year. It's simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay kind, stay safe, stay groovy. Coming up next, it's Cody, Golden Drew, 10 to 2. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.